This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Members of the commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks called yesterday's testimony by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice historic and helpful to their investigation. Rice gave a hearty defense of the Bush administration's efforts to deal with the terrorist threat prior to the attacks, but she also revealed few new details about what the government was doing at the time. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Rice's public testimony was forced largely by the searing attacks of former White House counterterrorism chief Richard Clark. He said the Bush administration did not consider terrorism to be an urgent issue. But even Clark told NPR that the facts presented by Rice were essentially the same as those in his testimony before the commission 2 weeks ago.
She looks at it a little differently.
And indeed, Rice said the Bush administration did take the terrorist threat seriously. She acknowledged that Clark, who handled counterterrorism in both the Clinton and Bush administrations, passed on plans to eliminate the threat of al-Qaeda. But she said that President Bush wanted a more comprehensive strategy, that he was, quote, tired of swatting at flies. And she added,
I'm now convinced that if we had in fact moved on the things that were in the original memos that we got from our counterterrorism people, we might have even gone off course.
Rice said that Clark had pushed for the administration to work closely with the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan to disrupt al-Qaeda, but she said that that could have hurt U.S. relations with Pakistan. At the time of the attacks, the administration was trying to work this out, but Rice said even if a new plan had been adopted sooner, the attacks would still have occurred. Still, Commission Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton, a former Democratic congressman, questioned whether the new administration always placed a high priority on terrorism.
Your public statements focused largely on China and Russia and missile defense. You did make comments on terrorism, but they were connected, the link between terrorism and the rogue regimes like North Korea and Iran and Iraq. And by our count here, there were some 100 meetings by the national security principals before the first meeting was held on terrorism.
Rice replied that by her count, there had been only 33 such cabinet-level meetings by the time of the attacks, and that three had dealt in part with terrorism. She said the administration did adopt some of Clark's recommendations, including more aggressive pursuit of terrorist financing.
I've asked myself 1,000 times what more we could have done. I know that had we thought that there was an attack coming in Washington or New York, we would have moved heaven and earth to try and stop it.
She said there was no silver bullet that would have prevented the attacks, but she did say some things could have been done better. She blamed legal and bureaucratic barriers for preventing the sharing of information, especially between the FBI and the CIA.
In looking back, I believe that the absence of light, so to speak, on what was going on inside the country, the inability to connect the dots, was really structural.
But Commission Democrats noted that nothing was done to correct the problem. Even though there was a spike in intelligence reports during the summer of 2001, indicating that a major attack against U.S. interests was in the works. Rice said that those reports were vague and pointed primarily to an attack overseas, but Commissioner Richard Benveniste brought up a classified CIA briefing, or PDB, that the president received shortly before the September 11th attacks.
Isn't it a fact, Dr. Rice, that the August 6 PDB warned against possible attacks in this country? And I ask you whether you recall the title of that PDB.
Rice did recall. She said the report was entitled, Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States. But she insisted that it didn't refer to any impending attack.
It did not warn of attacks inside the United States. It was historical information based on old reporting. There was no new threat information, and it did not, in fact, warn of any coming attacks inside the United States.
Benveniste replied that there was one simple way to clear up any confusion.
We would be happy to have it declassified in full at this time, including its title.
That proposal, backed by the entire 10-member commission, drew a hearty response from the audience in the packed Senate hearing room, which included relatives of those who died in the 9/11 attacks. Shortly after the hearing, the White House said it was considering declassifying the top-secret presidential brief, which has been at the heart of the controversy over how much warning the Bush administration had about an impending attack. The commission also yesterday interviewed former President Bill Clinton behind closed doors for more than 3 hours. In a statement, the panel said the former president was forthcoming and responsive to questions, but it gave no further details. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.